Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
John Block is back on his farm this week. I am Rick Frank sitting in. The bad news just keeps rolling in. The unemployment rate rests at 9% with over 400,000 new applicants each week. Worse yet, many folks are simply leaving the workforce for good. Our GNP has flatlined and our national debt has reached $15 trillion, or about $47,000 per American. During the summer, the U.S. debt was downgraded by the S&P, while the Congress floundered to raise the debt ceiling. A recent New York Times CBS poll found that 89% of Americans do not trust the government to do the right thing. With all this doom and gloom, does anyone have a plan to stabilize and revitalize the U.S. economy, or are we truly seeing the end of the American dream? Will our children inherit a vital U.S. economy or a moribund one falling behind India, China, and Brazil? Here's an idea: pain and productivity. First, the pain. We need to move towards a balanced budget. We have been overspending like a drunken sailor the past 10 years under both Republican and Democratic administrations. It's time to pay the piper if we want to right the ship. It can't be done on the backs of the rich alone and shouldn't be done solely through spending cuts, which disproportionately hurt the poor. Everyone must feel the pain. That's what's happening in Europe, and that's what needs to happen here. 50% of the deficit reduction should come from spending cuts, including entitlements, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, as well as from ag subsidies and our bloated military. The other 50% should come from tax increases on everyone making $50,000 or more. That's right, everyone. The target should be getting tax rates back to where they were when Bill Clinton left Washington and George Bush came in. The increases should come gradually over an 8-year period. The results of these spending cuts and tax increases will be painful. However, such a plan should dramatically improve confidence in the system and lay the groundwork for new growth. Now the productivity side. The engine that has driven the U.S. economy the past 20 years has been increases in agricultural, industrial, and worker productivity. This has been fueled by the good old American ingenuity. We have invented new ways to grow, manufacture, communicate, and transport. Unfortunately, over the past several years, productivity has been flat and even went down the last several quarters. The only way to dig ourselves out of this long-term hole will be to stimulate innovation. Whether it be green energy, drought-resistant seeds, or tomorrow's cure for cancer, we need to find ways to stimulate innovation. And there you have it, a plan, pain and productivity, and hopefully a willing Congress and a resilient American spirit. Until next week, I'm Rick Frank, sitting in for John Block in Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.